Episode 1429, Portraits of Belief.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a beautiful day, and I pray that your day is going to be filled with absolute joy. Maybe you're on your last run to get those final decorations for the Christmas tree, because you know what? We are barely just 2 weeks away from Christmas. I mean, come on. How crazy is that? Well, today is Sweet Spirit Inspiration Day. Yes, that means reflection. Your time to really think about where God wants you to be in your life. It's all about portraits of belief. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you share in the wonderment of the holidays, a time of nostalgia for traditions and memories, where are your portraits of belief? The pictures of what you hold true in your heart, the silver bells that ring loudly in your heart, the lights that brighten your dark days. Decorating the tree can be a lot of fun or a lot of work, sometimes a combination thereof. Getting out all the decorations and ornaments, like my husband said, it looks like Hallmark vomited in here. And it kind of did in our room that I was kind of getting everything organized. Well, since our recent move, this is our first Christmas in our home here in the South. And the area where the decorations are stored weren't organized on purpose. Yes, when we moved in, we came in the end of January, early February of this year. And so we're almost to the year mark. And I knew that that was an area that I would have to go through literally every single bin, every single box that was marked Christmas, because I had decorated a home for almost 7 years. Not quite the same way, but I had a general idea of what I wanted to do. I always put a new twist on it for Christmas. But when you're in one place for a long period of time, and that was the longest we had been anywhere, but now we had since relocated, and guess what? That meant everything that was old became new again. And so I just knew in my heart that I would want to go through everything because I had no idea where I would put things. And some stuff, our other house, we couldn't fit, or I just really didn't want to put it there because we didn't have a place to utilize it. So it was stored forever and ever and ever. So I just didn't organize the Christmas area. So finally, my whole thing was, let's focus on what I want now at the new house. So with that being said, I began to organize where I wanted what trees and how I wanted each tree decorated. Well, I'm here to report we have a gold tree, a white tree, and a silver tree, and they're beautiful. Plus, we have two other trees. Now, those two other trees are very important to us because one tree is one we purchased, and it was our very first one as a couple. Yes, when my husband and I married, we purchased our first tree together. Now, I know you're saying that means it's artificial. Yep, it's artificial. We've had animals, and it's just been easier that way for us. Maybe you like a real tree, and that's fantastic. But for us, it's artificial trees. So that means this one tree that we first purchased, which is now 25 years old because we've been married for 25 years, it is the tree that holds all the children's homemade ornaments, the Hallmark ornaments that we've collected throughout the years, and very special ornaments given to us by friends and family and colleagues, etc. Now, I must say this tree was the most fun to put up this year because I traveled down memory lane, looking at the names, reading the writing, seeing all what the children had made. With each ornament was a story, a memory, a time in our life captured and just frozen. It was absolutely gorgeous. Portraits of belief. One ornament after another. The real reason for this beautiful season was expressed in color, texture, scripture, shapes, and sounds. The nostalgia tree coming to life, revealing the portraits of belief. I couldn't help but think as I was going through all of these, you know, ornaments and looking at them. And one was a snowman. I have to tell this story. It was a snowman. It was made out of, you know, the cookie cutter type. So you made the dough and then you had to let it sit there and harden and you bake it, etc. Well, this one was for my son and I believe it was a 4-part. He only has 3 parts now. Yeah, he's missing his pants. He only has the cute hat, little Frosty's head, and his little shirt. But it looked so cute, I couldn't throw it away. I was like, well, there was an obvious reason why he lost his pants. We'll just keep the rest of him. But there's always that story, right, that goes along with it. And then there's the question of, well, where's mine, Mom? Didn't you have me make one? I'm like, yes, but maybe it never got in the box, or maybe it broke. These ornaments date back too many years, and I can't wait to continue to add to them. If you were looking back in time, what would your life look like going back, seeing the pictures and memories? You know, God has a way of showing us what is important to us when we go back in time. Think about when you look at old photo albums. Have you even pulled one out? Okay, so maybe you don't know what a photo album is. That's dating me. When you pick up your phone and you look back in your photos and you scroll all the way back to the very first one, what do you see? What does it reveal to you as to the importance? You know, pictures have a way of telling us what is important to us, what stands out in our hearts. The portraits of belief. What is leading your life? Is it stuff? Is it things? Or does it reveal family, friends, fellowship, faith, community? What is it for you? That little tree, it's not that little, but when you have a couple 9-foot trees in your home and a 12-foot tree, this little tree, our first tree that we got, seems really, really little. It's like, I think, a 7-foot tree from the little tippy-tippy top to the bottom. It's taller than me, so anything is tall. But this tree is just not quite the Charlie Brown tree, but it's just so quaint. And it's just precious because it's our family. It's our friends. It's our life. Now, not that our other trees don't look beautiful, the silver, the gold, and the white, they are gorgeous. And sometimes I think we want to live that way, right? The perfection trees, where every branch is just perfect. Every ornament is just in place. But we look over at this other tree that maybe has been through a few things, a few 10, 11, 12 or so moves. A lot of children, a lot of different animals, a lot of stories, a lot of memories, a lot of gifts underneath its branches. What would your portraits of belief show? What stories would they tell? God desires your heart to be a portrait of His heart. Matthew 6:21 says this, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Looking at all of those memories on our little nostalgia tree that I call it now, that sits in our living room with just a chair right by it. In fact, this is the first year we've ever done this where the tree is in the middle of the room. You can actually walk all the way around it. I've never had that happen before. It's always been a tree in a corner, kind of placed, you know, almost protected away from the children or the animals. And you only see kind of the front part of it. Even though we decorate the entire tree all the way around, then we push it in the corner. This tree, though, this year, we get to walk all the way around it. It's a 360-degree view. It is absolutely beautiful. God has a 360-degree view of your heart. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Maybe today, it's renewing of your heart. That portrait of belief, where you want to be. How you want to serve God. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Renew that portrait of belief in me. Show me that you are the hope of my seasons, every season, Lord. Is that your cry today? Maybe it's restoration. Maybe you've had a hard year, a hard quarter. And it's just one that you're like, I don't know. I've had some question marks on my portrait of belief. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing with my career. Am I supposed to go back to work? Am I supposed to still stay home? What am I supposed to do? My kids are growing older. I'm growing older. What's my next step? Ask God for restoration of your heart, for direction, for discernment. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. God has all the answers, but unfortunately, sometimes we're looking at the wrong things. We're looking at the silver tree, the gold tree, the white tree, and we miss the 360-degree nostalgia tree. Yeah, the stuff that it's a little withered and weathered, but there's beauty all around. The portraits of belief that stare you right in the face. Hugs and love, fear and failure, successes and celebrations. These all shape your life, but God designs your life. God desires your heart to be a portrait of His heart. Today, reflect on Him, His love, His grace, and His mercy for you. Go out with His heart. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.